tools. People can also pre-design their own coffin with colourful coffins on their website. There's a small fee to cover it, but they'll basically send you a disc with your coffin layout on it once you're happy with the design. And then at the time of your passing, your family give that disc to your undertaker, and your undertaker sends it off, and your coffin comes pre-designed as you designed it yourself.
And you can even have pictures of yourself all over. They don't have to be a scene. It could be absolutely anything.
Yeah, anything you want. You know, you can give these guys as many photos of yourself or family, friends, pictures you've taken, scenery, hobbies, whatever, and they will put them on the coffin for you. They'll send you a proof up before they actually make the final version, but they will, anything you want, absolutely 100% customised.
It really is your final way of expressing the way you've lived your life. Now, tell me, Aaron, how much would one of these cost?
They vary, but they sort of start at £700 upwards. Obviously, it depends on size, and it also depends on how much work is involved. If it's a 100% bespoke coffin, obviously, we've got to cover design costs down at the workshop.
Now, when I walked in and looked at this, the side of this rugby coffin is just full of men's legs, as far as I can see, with the odd bandage around the knees and some scrapings and men holding on to each other as they do in rugby. What's some of the more unusual coffins that you've seen here?
It can be anything. You know, they can reflect somebody's job. I've seen one of an ice cream cone. With pictures of an ice cream cone, which was an ice cream man. Even a builder had a box of bricks, effectively. So, you know, they can be 100% bespoke, but, you know, there's nothing weird to us these days. Everybody has their own hobbies and their own interests, and as long as the guys down at the Colourful Coffins can get the copyright for doing it, they'll do it.
Do you get any shocked mourners?
Yeah, I think you get that 30-second, you know, what's this? And then actually they sort of warm to it, and it becomes, you know, it slowly, you know, we're seeing more alternative coffins than we are traditional coffins.
Really? Is that the case?
Yeah, so not just the colourful ones, you've got your wicker coffins, you know, your bamboo, your eco-friendly coffins. They're becoming more and more people are wanting them.
I was going to ask that because that's what I would like, an eco-coffin. Yeah. Can you get that with these pictures on?
Yeah, these guys down in Oxford, Colourful Coffins, also produce exactly the same coffins in cardboard. So you can either have the wood or you can have the cardboard, but still have them designed and printed the same.
Have you thought what you'd like?
No. Too young. Too young.
I would have thought working in a funeral parlour, you would have given it some thought. Well, I tell you, Tony, I've never thought about it till today, but I'm thinking of fields of flowers.
Yeah, sounds pleasant, doesn't it, really?
It does, yes.
Helen MacArthur reporting live for the time being from Anstey. Me? I don't know. I must confess, I haven't given it a great deal of thought myself. Maybe, I don't know, a customised microphone-shaped coffin for me. That would be appropriate. Or maybe a wicker thing, you know, to reflect my fishing connections in my dark and distant past. I mean, there's another thought. A lot of people would like to see me stuffed and mounted, though.